This is the SLA Workshop Podcast, episode number 1. Let's begin this journey.
Welcome to the SLA Workshop Podcast with Joel Sarate, the podcast that will expand your knowledge on how we learn languages and help you become a better language learner and better language teacher. And now your host, Joel Sarate.
Hola, ¿qué tal? Bienvenidos. Welcome to the SLA Workshop Podcast. I am Joel Sarate, and I am excited. I am thrilled to be able to communicate, to be able to connect with you through this amazing medium, which is the podcast. So welcome to my very first episode of the SLA Workshop Podcast, and let's see how much we can learn, and let's begin this journey. And first of all, for those of you who are probably wondering, what does SLA mean? Why is it the SLA Workshop Podcast? Well, SLA is the acronym that we use for the field of second language acquisition. The field of second language acquisition basically has conducted research for more than 50 years, and now we have a lot of information, a lot of research that can inform how we learn languages and can give us perspective as to how we can improve being language teachers and also language learners. Because if you know more about how we learn languages, we know that you can be a better learner. You can develop better learning strategies. So that's the beauty of being able to learn from all this wonderful research that can give us insight and give us perspective on the process of learning another language. So if you're wondering about what this podcast is about, well, let me tell you a little bit about the scope and purpose and what I hope to accomplish in the SLA Workshop Podcast. Okay, well, on every episode, I am going to talk about a topic in the field of second language acquisition. On every episode, I will cover something that I think could be very interesting for any of you who would like to become language teachers, or if you are someone who loves learning a language, I would like to give you perspective on how we learn languages. And on every episode, I'm going to talk about one topic from the field of second language acquisition. And it is not just going to be my opinion. It's not going to be my suggestions or tips about how you learn languages, but it's going to be a specific topic that has been researched and that can give you an opportunity to become familiar with the information that we know from the research or from the experts who have devoted their careers to research one strand in the field of learning languages, in the field of second language acquisitions. For instance, we have researchers who focus on learning vocabulary. We have some researchers who focus on grammar. There are some who focus on models and approaches. And on every episode, I am going to cover one of those until we have a really big picture that will give you a very good panoramic view. And if you're a language teacher, you can make better decisions as you decide how you want to teach language to your students. So mainly, I'm going to cover topics from the field of second language acquisition, and I will also give you my opinion about it. I'll participate in the conversation, but the idea is to first give you the information from what we know from the field of second language acquisition, not just my opinion, not just my suggestions. And My goal is to give you a window to look into what we know now from 50 years of research into how we learn languages. That is the main purpose of this website. Of this podcast. I have my website, and of course, in the future, you can visit my website, and I'll talk a little bit more about it at the end of the podcast. But I hope that this podcast can really be interesting and can give you information that is useful to you as a language teacher and as a language learner. And one thing that I would like to point out is that I don't consider myself an expert. I do believe that I have a level of expertise because I have two master's degrees. I have a master's degree in Spanish and a master's degree in teaching English to speakers of other languages. And in both degrees, in both graduate degrees, I directed my studies to second language acquisition. So I have a level of expertise that I can share with you. And I am well read in the literature, and I enjoy learning as much as I can. And at some point, you hit a point in your life where you want to share what you know. You want other people to know what you have learned. And after all, that's what information is for, right? Information is to be shared. So I'm contributing to the wealth of knowledge that we are sharing with one another. So I just wanted to point that out because I don't want to claim that I am an expert. To me, an expert is a professor or researcher who holds a PhD in second language acquisition, or a professor or researchers who hold a PhD in any language or apply linguistics. But here's the key, that they have an emphasis or concentration in second language acquisition. To me, they are the experts. They are the professionals who spend their entire careers investigating and researching different topics, and they become specialized in particular areas in the field of second language acquisition. So to make it a little bit more clear, let me compare it to doctors. For instance, you know, we have a general practitioner who can give you general advice on any medicine that you might need. But when you have something more serious, or you have a specific illness that you may need to go to the cardiologist or the endocrinologist or the ophthalmologist or the otorhinolaryngologist, the ENT doctor, then they are the specialists that specialize on that particular area. So I am, in a way, like the general doctor who has a good foundation on the general research and the general literature on how we learn languages. But the professors with a PhD are the ones who specialize and direct their research and studies to grammar or vocabulary or how we learn languages through input or how we learn it through output or how we become more proficient when we understand what we are receiving or when we can notice what is being communicated to us. Those professors who focus on those areas are experts and are the professionals that we want to talk to for more in-depth knowledge of any particular area. So my goal is to be able to share the general knowledge that we possess from the field of second language acquisition and also offer my opinion or point of view about any particular topic, not to convince you that it is bad or that it is good, but just to participate in understanding, in reflecting on the information that I share with you. And in the end, you will be the one who decides what resonates with you? What is, in your opinion, what will work in your situation as a language teacher or as a language learning? My goal is to share, to put everything on the table. And my hope is that you can look at all of that and reflect on it and decide what you can incorporate in your life as a teacher or in your life as a learner. Because I'm passionate about language learning and I'm passionate about language teaching. So I hope that all this information can help you become a better language teacher or a better language learner. In the end, this podcast is for both language teachers and language learners and any of you who are actually interested in learning, in discovering what we know about the process of learning languages. So I hope that you can find my podcast interesting and also useful and can give you ideas that you can implement in your life as a language teacher and as a language learner, and perhaps convince any of those who are wondering if you would like to become a language teacher. Sometimes people ask me about becoming a language teacher and what suggestions I can give them. And in my opinion, there are three different experiences that you can have that can help you become a very good language teacher. And the first one is to learn another language or languages yourself. That will give you the experience of what it is like going through the process of learning a language. Second, teach your first language. There are now out there many platforms that allow you to teach to anybody who wants to learn Spanish or French or Portuguese or whatever language it is that you speak as your first language. That can give you a good opportunity to experience what it's like to teach your language to someone else. And the third and most important, if you want to become a very good language teacher, you should know as much as you can about how we learn languages. If you have those three experiences combined, I have no doubt that you can be a very good language teacher, an amazing, dynamic, and fun language teacher. And I hope that I can help you with that process through my podcast. And before I finish this episode, I just want to give you a little bit of perspective as to the future of the podcast, where I want to go with the podcast in 2 or 3 years, because we will hit a point where we will have covered all the different topics. And what I hope to be able to do maybe in 2 years from now is interview experts in the field of second language acquisition, interview professors who specialize on grammar or who specialized on learning vocabulary or specialized on input theories, or any professor who can contribute to our knowledge and help us become better language teachers. I hope that in the future, in 2 years from now, I can invite professors who can give us more in-depth knowledge in each category that is part of learning a language. Also, I am hoping to maybe in the future create a group where I can invite other instructors who have a master's degree in second language acquisition or other language instructors who have a lot of experience, and together we can just talk about learning a language, and that can also give you another perspective, another angle to the information. And finally, perhaps interview polyglots who can talk about their experience learning a language, because many polyglots may not have the knowledge of the research, may not know about the pedagogical approaches available, or may not be familiar with the foundation of second language acquisition, but they have the experience of learning several languages. So their opinion can also be valuable, because we should be inclusive and invite anybody who can help us to become better language learners and better language teachers. So thank you, everybody, for listening to the first episode of my podcast. I hope that this can be a very interesting experience, an experience that can give you perspective, that can give you information, that can also give you a space where perhaps in the future we can connect with other teachers, or we can create something to share what we know, to share our experiences. And who knows, the only limitation is our imagination. For the time being, I am hoping to be able to create one or two episodes a month. I know I wish I could create maybe one episode a week, but right now I'm also working on my website. I believe I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast that I'm also working on a website. And on my website, I am creating materials and lessons to help you learn Spanish and English. And I have some contributors that want to help me and are actually helping me to create also materials to help you learn French, Italian, and Portuguese. And hopefully we can extend it to other languages, because I also love learning languages. I already speak French, Portuguese, and Italian, but I hope that next year I can start learning German and Russian. And I decided that I can create also my own space, my own website, where I can have control of the materials that I want to learn in. Now I have contributors that are also going to participate in my project to create this universe to learn also languages. So in the United States, we have an expression of talk the talk and walk the walk, which means that sometimes there are people who can only talk about things, but they can't really do what they say. So for me, I'm hoping that the website can be the creative part where I do the walk, where I can use what I know also to apply it to help you learn Spanish, English, and other languages. So for now, I'll just say that it was a pleasure talking to you through this podcast, and I will leave the link to my website. If you're listening to any of the platforms out there that enable you to listen to a podcast or download a podcast, I'll have the link to my website on that platform so that you can also visit my website, which is www.jezsc.com. That is basically the acronym for Joel E. Zárate Spanish Café. That's my website, JOELEZARATE Spanish Café, CAFE. That is my website. .com. I almost forgot the important ending part. So I hope that you enjoyed this podcast episode, and I can't wait to post the next episode, hopefully in the next 2 weeks, or hopefully within a month. And we can continue this conversation. Thank you very much for listening to me, for listening to this podcast, and I hope that I can give you a lot of valuable information. I hope that I can make it fun, and I hope that I can also bring a little bit of what we know from 50 years of research that can help you become a better language teacher and a better language learner. Thanks for listening to my podcast. And for now, I'll just say hasta pronto. Adios.
Thanks for listening to the SLA Workshop Podcast with Joel Zárate. We hope you enjoy this episode, and we'll see you again on our next episode. And for now, we'll just say hasta pronto. Adios.